A woman named Cassie in 2023 filed a lawsuit against Sean Diddy Combs, detailing allegations of physical and sexual abuse during their relationship. This legal action was rapidly settled out of court, but led to 16 more individuals accusing Combs of various forms of abuse, which intensified when federal agents raided Combs' homes, leading to his arrest in September 2024. On charges of racketeering and sex trafficking. Combs has vehemently denied these allegations, of course, asserting his innocence and criticizing the accuser's motives, framing the accusations as attempts to tarnish his legacy and reputation for financial gain. But recently, Combs has been accused in a lawsuit by Ashley Parham of orchestrating a gang rape as retaliation for her suggesting he was involved in the murder of Tupac Shakur.
Ashley Parham says that P. Diddy showed up with an entourage, including his top aide, Christina Corum, an unnamed woman who is not a defendant in the suit, and three unnamed men, one of whom she says was Diddy's driver. And Parham says that that driver waited outside throughout the whole of what I'm about to tell you. Defendant Diddy, while violently raping plaintiff with a television remote, told plaintiff that her life was in his hands and that if he wanted, he could, quote, take her. And she would never be seen again. Defendant Diddy then instructed Defendant Shane to put a pillow over her head because he didn't want to see her face or hear her cries, and instructed Defendant Shane to anally rape plaintiff. Defendant Shane did as he was told by Defendant Diddy and began to anally rape plaintiff. Defendant Diddy then violently raped plaintiff anally after Defendant Shane. Defendant Doe number two then joined Defendants Diddy and Shane taking a turn anally raping plaintiff.
Do not entertain none of this nonsense and nothing over the phone. I'm gonna need you to get rid of all the leftover pizza boxes.
The what?
All the boxes left over from the pizza.
Several people tied to Diddy mysteriously died of pneumonia at a young, healthy age, including Diddy's ex-girlfriend Kim Porter, Brittany Murphy, and her husband. It should be considered in the investigation that over 1,000 bottles of baby oil were found in Diddy's home, and according to Poison Control, the ingestion of baby oil is usually minimally toxic, but can cause aspiration pneumonia when breathed into the lungs and when swallowed. If these allegations prove to be true, then Sean Diddy Combs is facing lifetimes in prison and has no other choice but to sing, potentially exposing celebrities, music icons, and high-level politicians. The Epsteining of Diddy is a foregone conclusion.
Everybody out there quiet as mother.
You're doing so good.
I just want to say, everyone will suffer.
And now the allegations of children being raped by Sean Combs are seeing the light of day as the ties to the elite child sex trafficking rings begin to unravel.
Comparing the two cases, so Epstein, you know, was accused of operating this sex trafficking network, Combs operating a criminal enterprise that engaged in sex trafficking and violent crimes. So you see the similarities. There was another thing, too, and I think it's an interesting component of these federal cases is that Epstein was being prosecuted for conduct from the early 2000s, Combs being prosecuted for conduct all the way back from 2008.
The new complaints from a fusillade of lawsuits, a pool of more than 120 vetted clients, describing a pattern of plaintiffs being drugged, raped, and threatened into silence by a representative of a segment of our civilization that considers themselves untouchable.
Yep. Savage! I'm a savage! Oh! I'm a savage! Whatever I want, I'm going to get! Whatever I want, I have to get!
John Bound, reporting for InfoWars.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about...
A new extremely important product is now available exclusively at the AlexJonesStore.com, Ultimate Probiotic. This is a private label, but even made stronger, of one of the top, highly recommended, highly rated brands out there today. And it's more than just a probiotic. It's got a whole bunch of known natural ingredients that boost your overall gut health and that detoxify and that helps flush out all the garbage in your body. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the attacks on our bodies, you have to understand that the gut is the front line. And if you don't have a strong gut, it's like not having a front door on your house or an engine in your car. The gut is so important. Probiotics are amazing and are documented for their great effects. Get this high-quality probiotic right now, Ultimate Probiotic, 60 billion, at thealexjonesstore.com. And I want to thank you for your support. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com. And again, I thank you for your support.
Thursday, October 31st, in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this thing, get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Welcome to the show. We're coming to you live, of course, this Halloween. Happy Halloween, everyone. We're going to talk a lot about the election, of course, and topic of the day is, as it was yesterday, cheating, the Democratic cheating. It's amazing. We're still, you know, 5-6 days away from the election, and already there's like a dozen examples of batches of thousands of ballots being lost or burned or voted illegally. Very different than 2020, giving me a little bit of hope. Some of the victories that the Trump team is having, challenging some of the more egregious examples of Democrat contrivances. We're also going to get into how coordinated and conspiratorial all of this is, looking at the secretaries of states of primarily the swing states, who have, for the last 4 years, worked together in secret in subversive attempts to turn their swing states blue. They've been bragging about it. We've actually been telling you about it for a while. But we'll take a look back and investigate some of what these secretaries of states have been up to. We'll take your calls, of course, but we'll begin today, as we do every day, with our Daily Dispatch. Here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Halloween, Thursday, October 31st, 2024. Start off with a light story. Biden, 81, bites baby dressed as chicken during White House Halloween event. President Biden playfully bit a stable of adorable dressed-up tots during a Halloween celebration at the White House on Wednesday night. In a series of awkward interactions, Biden, 81, pretended to chop down on an infant after infant, including a child dressed up as a chicken. He bit like three babies last night. People just coming up presenting their babies to be bitten by the president of the United States. It's very weird. It's very weird. It's very weird. And Jill Biden is dressed up like a panda.
Joe Biden handing candy out to kids, knowing his proclivity to sniff them,
it's
is really terrifying.
Not a good look.
Yeah.
Quite frankly.
We should make a PSA like, children, don't accept candy from strangers that sniff you.
Seriously. Or bite you. I mean, and people are going, well, you never seen a kid be playful? You never seen a man be playful with kids before?
I've never seen a man suck kids' toes before.
Yeah, in public, one after another. I mean, that's the weird part. It's like three babies, and he's just like, ah, I'm going to bite your baby. Okay. All right, that's your first story. Calls Americans garbage on Tuesday, biting babies on Wednesday. Joe Biden's, he's going out in his own style, I'll say that. My God.
Meanwhile, legendary astronaut Buzz Aldrin endorses Donald Trump. In a press release posted to the X platform, Aldrin explained that he was impressed with Trump's support for NASA during his first time in office and believes that he is the man to take the country forward. So that's it. Confirmed. Trump is a plant. Trump is a plant of the round earth faction. And we must defeat him and expose flat earth once and for all. Meanwhile, Trump campaign wins lawsuit to extend early voting in Bucks County, Pennsylvania after GOP voters were turned away. This is the video that we played yesterday. The Trump campaign won a huge lawsuit on Wednesday to extend early voting in Bucks County, Pennsylvania after Republican voters were turned away earlier this week. Bucks County Emergency Services shut down the Doylestown in-person voting line early on the final day for absentee ballot requests. According to Bucks election website, Doylestown was scheduled to close at 5 p.m. Eastern time. Voter suppression was also reported in Quaker Town in Bucks County as a peace officer cut the voting line early by 3 hours. The Trump campaign filed a lawsuit in Bucks County on Wednesday. Later Wednesday, a Pennsylvania judge sided with the Trump camp and extended early voting through Friday at 5 p.m. So, yes, not only have their attempts to diminish the Trump vote by shutting down in-person voting early, not only has that been defeated with quick, you know, rapid deployment of the Republican resources launching this lawsuit and getting a decision rapidly, but now it's going to be open for even longer than it was originally. So this is nice. This is justice. This is what's supposed to happen if you have a Democratic operations team working to shut down, you know, polling voting. It's like the way things are typically handled is the Republicans would ignore it. If it became a big enough story that they had to respond to it, they would have made some noises. And then maybe, you know, a month from now after the election, they would have filed something. It would have been dismissed and that would have been it. And they would have said, well, we tried. We certainly tried. And they would, and the Democrats would have gotten away with their manipulation. Under the new Trumpian RNC, they immediately deploy a lawsuit. They get a decision rapidly, and not only is the decision to shut down the polling place yesterday reversed, but now it's open until 5 p.m. on Friday, a full day longer than it was supposed to. So, and that's the way it's supposed to work. This is good. Of course, people who tried to shut down at 1 p.m. should also probably be criminally charged. But we'll get there. We will get there. And there were some questions about this because, I guess, legally, like according to the law, people were pointing to, well, the polls have to stay open on election day, but early voting, you know, there's not really as many guidelines to that. But it only makes sense that if you tell everybody that there's early voting, you got to have early voting. If you make an announcement saying we'll have early voting at this location until 5 p.m., you can't just arbitrarily shut it down at 1:45 because there's too many Trump supporters voting. Like, you just can't do that. That's not allowed. You can't just arbitrarily decide to shut down a polling place randomly 3 hours early in the afternoon because, well, things are just awful slow today. No, you're not allowed to do that. It's been reversed. Good on the Trump campaign. And again, the Trump campaign is just, they're just doing great. They really are doing incredible things. And in response to Joe Biden's comment calling Trump supporters garbage, Donald Trump became a garbage man, saying this truck is in honor of Kamala and Joe Biden. Epic. Trump trolls Democrats after getting picked up in MAGA garbage truck. You really can't defeat this guy. He's so funny. How do you like my garbage truck? This truck is in honor of Kamala and Joe Biden. Vivek Ramaswamy was actually out there actually doing a shift as a garbage man, loading garbage into the back of a truck. What a wild few days before the election. What a crazy time to be alive. And I actually tweeted out here. I'll pull it up because at the exact same time that Donald Trump was getting in a garbage truck and being hilarious, Kamala Harris posted a picture of her being super serious boss lady. And I really don't think you could have a better sort of example of the two different campaigns. And this is what I gleaned from this. You got Donald Trump sitting in a garbage truck with a bright orange vest on, and he still has more gravitas than this picture of Kamala that is clearly staged and meant to make her look imposing and make it look like she has gravitas. Like, this is the dichotomy that we're dealing with.
You know, like, right after that photo, Kamala burst into laughter just spontaneously.
Do I look cool? Yeah, exactly. And I should have posted the whole tweet from this picture, because this picture of Kamala, the crew can bring it up on the screen. Like, it's so fake. It's so cheesy. It's so staged. She's doing everything she can to mimic gravitas, and it just doesn't work. It just doesn't come off. And of course, this was posted with a tweet that was like, Donald Trump's abortion bans are threatening healthcare across the country, and we won't let him get away with it. Okay, great. Great. So a staged, weird, corporate-looking, black-and-white, soulless photo with an aggressive message about how Trump's trying to take your abortions away.
That's the look of a woman who's about to go change Joe Biden's diaper.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, here it is. Trump's abortion bans have created a healthcare crisis. Oh, it's a crisis. Don't look at the border. That's not a crisis. 10 million people pouring across, 80% of the children being kidnapped victims and then disappearing. Not a crisis. Abortions being slightly inconvenient to get. Crisis. That is a crisis. And she's apparently going up a stairway to an invisible jet that doesn't exist. I don't know. I'm just fascinated by this photo. This might seem arbitrary to you, but just look at it. Look at everything wrong with it. Like, where is she going? There's no plane there. So this looks like a jetway staircase. There's no plane she's going to.
Oh, no. She's Wonder Woman.
She's got the invisible plane. Jet from Wonder Woman. That might be it. Yeah, maybe that's what I guess.
I hear she's also got invisible clothes.
She's also got her hands in her pockets, which is like, you don't walk upstairs with your hands in your pockets, lady. So you're obviously not going anywhere. Like, it's just so posed. It's so fake. Okay, look off to the left now. Okay, look off to the left and look really mad. Look, you're looking at Donald Trump. Pretend Donald Trump's off to the left and glare at him. Give him a good glare. Oh, yes, you look so strong and powerful. No, you look so powerful. You're a powerful woman, Kamala. And she's just like, oh, God. Oh, my God. What am I doing? The other video out from yesterday of Kamala, she's just, she's in a train or something, and she's just staring off. She's got this 1,000-yard stare. Like, she really is just asking herself, like, how did I get here? What am I doing? Like, Kamala, lady, if we can have a heart-to-heart for a second. You think this is hard? You shouldn't be president of the United States, okay? As flawed as our political system is, there's a certain logic in having a grueling campaign schedule where you're having to meet a ton of people, where you're doing interviews with enemy outlets. Because no matter what you get put through on the campaign trail, it's going to pale in comparison to when you're called into the Situation Room in the middle of the night to talk about whether you bomb Iran's nuclear facility. So, like, I got to wonder what's going through Kamala Harris's head. If she's sitting there going, oh, man, I can't wait for this campaign to be over. It's like, well, then you'd be if you're trying to win. If this campaign, like, when this campaign ends, you're going to be then president, and it's only going to get significantly more difficult, with probably the press being a whole hell of a lot less friendly to you. It's like, if you can't handle this, you shouldn't be running for president. And God knows you shouldn't be voted into office. So I just think that's a very interesting comparison between the two campaigns that we're expected to choose from. Trump having genuine gravitas, which is why he can do goofy stuff and not look ridiculous. Whereas Kamala is constantly trying to mimic gravitas, and she just can't make it convincing. Trump, man of the people, trolling libtards. Kamala, fake corporate soulless staged photo included with a post about abortion. Incredible. An incredible comparison and a illuminating illustration of the two candidates here. Did we censor? Maybe we can just censor it in real time. Donald Trump talking about this, because I do want to at least play a little bit of it. Because he's just funny. He's just the funniest dude ever. And it's like everything he says. We'll go now to clip number three. This is Donald Trump after getting off the garbage truck and going to a rally in Green Bay, I guess. I think he was in Wisconsin here. Here's Donald Trump talking about his experience getting into the garbage truck. Let's watch.
So I said, man, if I don't get up there, this is going to be very embarrassing. These stupid people, they'll say, he's cognitively and physically impaired. And I can't do that when I'm alongside of this great athlete. I got to get up to that. So the first stair is like up here. I'm saying, shit. So I had the adrenaline going and I made it. I made it.
This is the decision being made, and I think people know this. Like, I don't think I'm revealing anything. The decision being made is between a real human being and a corporate cutout. And the thing is, the people know they're voting for a corporate cutout. Like, there's a large portion of this, of the American population right now, that is, like, comforted by the system. Like, they want the system. They need the system. They trust the system. They're terrified of any, you know, disruption in the system's progress. And I know this from talking to Democrats, where it's like they actually don't care who the president is. They genuinely don't care. I mean, the proof is in who Kamala is and how she got the job, right? Nobody liked her. Nobody voted for her. She wasn't primaried. They just appointed someone. And it really doesn't matter who is appointed to the Democrats. They literally don't care. They're just like, well, she's just a figurehead. And, you know, the real thing that you're voting for is like the team around her, by which they mean the professional politicians, the permanent bureaucratic class in Washington, D.C. Like, that's what they want. That's what they like. That's what they're voting for. And that's, it's psychological programming. It's, you know, orchestrated by the media, the fear campaign, portraying the decision between safe and routine with the system and chaotic and scary with not the system. And so people are voting for the system. So this is the decision that will be made, that is being made right now, that will be decided next Tuesday. Are we voting for the real human being that actually loves America? Or do you find some sort of perverse corporate comfort in the machine continuing to operate in systematically despoiling America? In fact, on that note, let's go to this video. There's been a bunch of really good videos from Make America Healthy Again, MAHA. We'll go to clip number six. This one in particular about the media's lies. Let's watch.
By now, most Americans are aware that big media is corrupt and dishonest. Like magicians, they use the art of redirection to lure your attention, then deceive you. As a case study, let's replay this infamous clip from 2017.
But you also had people that were very fine people on both sides.
To this day, Democrats insist that former President Trump has failed to disavow the racist elements within that crowd.
And what did the president then at the time say? There were fine people on each side.
There are very fine people on both sides. My God. That's what he said.
Would it shock you to learn that exactly 50 seconds after Mr. Trump made that initial comment?
Very fine people on both sides.
He then said this.
And I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists, because they should be condemned totally.
The fact-checking sites finally debunking Democrats' claims that then-President Trump called neo-Nazis and white nationalists, quote, very fine people.
Ask yourself, how did they hide this for 7 years? Then ask yourself, what else are they hiding?
That Donald Trump would invoke Adolf Hitler.
Described American fallen soldiers as suckers and losers.
He's determined to convince you there is a crisis at the border.
Quote, it doesn't cost $60,000 to bury an effing Mexican.
Warning of a, quote, bloodbath if he loses the election.
Admitting that he will, in fact, be a dictator.
Called for the suspension of the Constitution.
And is a sexist and a sexual harasser.
They're playing the public. You.
If we are ever going to heal as a nation, we must demand integrity from those entrusted as the broadcasters of critical information. Together, we will pull back the curtain to expose and hold accountable every network of deception.
Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain.
Without truth, there is no trust. Without trust, there is no unity. Without unity, there is no United States.
Paid for by Maha Alliance. And not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Very brilliantly done. And like I said, there's been a couple of these. I think we'll probably save one for the first 5 minutes of the next hour, which is a Tulsi Gabbard 5 minute ad from Maha. They really are elevating the media game for Donald Trump. We're going to talk about all of the ways the Democrats are cheating. Well, this is another thing that I'm still obsessed with the story from yesterday about Democrats being so insane that people literally don't believe their policies are real and refuse to interact with them. And I'd realized how little sense this makes when you consider what they are willing to believe. I think it was a comment on Twitter about that story where it's like, okay, if you talk about transgender kids or genital mutilation or abortion at 9 months or any of these things, like people just reject it outright. They're like, that's too crazy. You must be insane. You must be the bad one for saying this because there's no way that's true. But then if you tell them Trump wants to put all the black people in internment camps because he's racist, they're just like, yep, makes sense. Nope, I believe that 100%. So I realize it makes even less sense than we were thinking about yesterday. Like they're the fear they have, the fright, whatever that internal block is that prevents them from seeing reality and contending with it. It's sort of selective. If you tell them things that are actually happening, that are actually documented on the books, Democrat policy, they won't believe you. But if you tell them some deluded fantasy about Trump wanting to put everybody in internment camps, they're fully on board. They can't believe it, and they're willing to risk, you know, life and limb to stop him. It's bizarre.
Many of the supplements available at thealexshowstore.com are the latest cutting edge, highest rated game changers that have been discovered through research. And that's wonderful. But many of the products there are known, tried and true staples like elderberry. It's just that ours is high quality, very strong, concentrated, and at a competitive price. Especially if you get more than one bottle, then it's some of the best prices you'll find anywhere. And your purchase funds our operations against the globalist, a 360 win. So get your concentrated elderberry, particularly right now in the fall and winter, and you take it as a preventative ahead of time. And what the wives' tales said hundreds of years ago, now with modern science we know, it boosts your immune system, it's antiviral. So now, high-quality ultimate elderberry, scientific name, Sambucus, available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's good for your body, and it funds the InfoWar. I didn't realize how good the VIP thing was. So when I saw this the other day, I said, I better talk about this. So if you're a member of the Alex Jones VIP Club at alexjonesstore.com/VIP, or there's just a big link at the top of the page, this is a critical time in our nation. We don't know what the future holds for the operation. The following information I'm about to relay to you is imperative so we can stay in touch, you can get great products, and keep me on the air one way or the other along with the crew. Monthly member credits. Every month as a VIP member, you get $40 of free store credit. Did you hear what I just said? That's right. It's like money in your pocket with the best products on the planet. So you pay $30 to be a VIP, and then you get $40 free. That's $10 you make. All the Alex Jones products, the best prices. We're talking about 10 to even 40% off the already existing sales. So sometimes becomes lost leaders in the store 24/7, 365 days a year. This is an unbeatable pricing you'll never find anywhere else. Automatic double entries in any of the giveaways, like the awesome turbo diesel super truck, $138,000 value, plus $1,000 cash. The winner of the sweepstakes will be announced on the 30th this month. You want to win? I know you do. As a VIP, you'll get double entries in every single giveaway. No effort, just double your chances just like that. Exclusive VIP-only giveaways. This is where it gets big, folks. VIP members get entered into their own exclusive giveaways every month. Nobody else is allowed in these. Early access to products, promos, and giveaways. VIP members get first access to new products, promotions, and giveaways before anyone else. You're in the know. Oh, and did I mention orders over $99? Free shipping. We're not letting shipping costs slow you down. It just goes on from there. So, thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. Or just at the top of thealexjonesstore.com, you see the VIP button.
Hey, everyone. My name is John. I have been selected this month as the VIP of the month winner. Surprisingly, I received this check for $1,000 in the mail. And it was awesome. It really did surprise me. I had no idea that it was coming. And I wanted to say thank you to everybody at the Alex Jones Store. For taking care of us and getting your orders out quickly. Keep up the good fight.
We're fighting the new world order. I don't have millionaire backers. I am not controlled by anybody but my own soul, my own brain. I'm trying to do the best job I can. TheAlexJonesStore.com, it's up to you whether you want to back the number one broadcaster that the enemy hates the most. I mean, they literally hate my guts. Because they know I'm for real, and I can't be bought, and I can't be intimidated, and I'm wild, and I scare them.
Watching the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. This is the American Journal, and we are still a week away, well, a little less than a week away from Election Day. 2024 election coverage live on InfoWars will begin next Monday with American Journal at 8 a.m. Central Time. We will continue our election coverage throughout the week. Of course, we will be here all night on Tuesday, if that's what it takes, as we bring you the results and continue to report on what is guaranteed to be an overwhelming number of a little bizarre events, little strange goings on, little inexplicable occurrences that all seemingly, bafflingly benefit the Democrats. Isn't that something? Isn't that crazy? How that happens? I mean, you would think with all of these random mistakes and all of these just, you know, accidental duplicating of ballots or burning of ballot boxes or releasing passwords online, you would think maybe just from law of averages, one or two of them would just happen to benefit the Republicans. But that never seems to happen. Very strange how that works. And we'll get into some of the anomalies from just one day
of early voting from across the entire country all happened to be taking place in swing states. It's pretty interesting. All happened to benefit Democrats. Another bizarre, inexplicable occurrence. We'll go over those. But before we do, let's be comforted. Let's be reassured by the director of CISA, the Internet Security Administration. Clip number 18. She's here to tell us that just like 2020, the election system in modern day America is perfect. It's the safest and most secure and most accurate voting system the world has ever seen. And anybody doubting any aspect of it, even a little bit, is a disinformation Russian plant. Okay? Just so we're clear. Here's the director of CISA literally saying that this is the most secure election ever. Let's watch.
The thing that I would want the American people to know is that based on extensive work by state and local election officials over the past several years, the reality is our election infrastructure has never been more secure. Whoever you vote for, you can have confidence that your vote will be counted as cast. And why do I say that? And I think it's important for the American people to understand this. First of all, the machines that Americans use to vote are not connected to the internet. Second, 97% paper ballots. Third, multiple layers of safeguards put in place, cybersecurity, physical access controls to prevent compromise of election infrastructure, as well as pre-election testing of equipment and post-election audit. So, yes, there are very real threats from our foreign adversaries who we know are working hard to try and undermine American confidence in our elections and to stoke partisan discord. But our election systems are secure.
Jen, hey, it's Sean Heilman here. I guess my question goes to the last thing you said, and trying to get the message to voters that as a voting matter, that these systems are secure is obviously really important for you and the work you do. It's also the case, as you acknowledge, that Russia, China, others are actively trying to spread disinformation. We are in that place in the campaign right now where we're 7 or 8 days out, and I guess. We expect a lot of people expect on both campaigns expect for these efforts to increase. If you were going to talk to the American people about what they are likely to see over the course of this next week, or what you anticipate to try to get them ready for what might unfold, what would you ask them to kind of think, to kind of be ready for it, so that they don't allow what they see in the course of the next 8 days to make them think that the whole system is now breaking down?
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, Americans have been subjected to a fire hose of disinformation. And so the most important thing for everybody to understand is how to get that signal from the noise. There's going to be a lot of things coming at them in the next 7 days. And where that signal comes from is from state and local election officials. They are the trusted experts when it comes to matters of elections. And so if there are any questions that people have, making sure that you're getting your information from a trusted source. And again, that is state and local election officials.
Trust the experts. Don't do your own research. I feel like I've heard this all before. The most secure election ever. Our election infrastructure, according to CISA, is the most secure ever. And really, the only threat to the election process are those dastardly villains in China and Russia telling us not to trust our election. That's the real threat. The real threat is people questioning the authorities and the experts. That's the only threat, because this election is being carried out with the most secure election infrastructure ever. Okay, the computers aren't even attached to the internet, usually. I mean, they're not supposed to be. I mean, they are, but we don't say that. So it's fine. So it's all fine. It's all perfectly fine. Now, call me crazy. Call me a Russian Chinese disinformation artist. But all of these headlines are from yesterday, are from one 24-hour period in the early vote cycle. In Pennsylvania, Trump won a lawsuit in Bucks County after he was forced to sue them for voting for shutting down voting lines early, hours early. In Virginia, the Supreme Court ruled in favor of Virginia after the Kamala DOJ attempted to reinstate self-identified non-citizens on Virginia voter rolls. In Colorado, the Secretary of State Jenna Griswold leaked voting system passwords online. And it's even worse than that, it was the BIOS passwords, meaning the substrate technology, like the actual hardware. So you can actually hack the machine before it even boots up and runs the operating system. So that's crazy. In Michigan, attorney Michael DiPerno identified single voter IDs being used to cast multiple ballots. Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson announced nationwide issues that cannot be fixed with Dominion voter access terminals. An ABC TV station accidentally aired election results of Harris winning Pennsylvania by 5% with 100% in. And this is just the beginning. So again, one day in the most secure election system ever. And they just so happened to find about a dozen major flaws, almost entirely and exclusively in important swing states. So isn't that interesting? Now, I'm here to tell you that it's all on purpose and by design, and they've been talking about this for a while, and we have a plethora of articles over the last year and more of them talking about this. It's pretty astonishing, actually. I think first we'll start with a video from a little while ago. I can't remember whether this was earlier this year or back in 2020, because they're talking about 2020. But actually, you know what, before we get to that, let's just keep going over some of the other, I mean, that was just a very select list of like the biggest problems. There are actually a ton of other ones. Voter registration investigation launched in Pennsylvania County over possible fraud. Officials are investigating voter registration and mail-in ballot applications in the county election office, a matter recently brought to attention by former President Donald Trump. Former president wrote on Truth Social that York County received thousands of potentially fraudulent voter registration forms and mail ballot applications from a third party, while also making note of an investigation in Lancaster County. In a statement, York County Commissioner Julie Wheeler said her county received a large delivery containing thousands of election-related material from a third-party organization, adding the papers appear to include completed voter registration forms as well as mail-in ballot applications. Okay, so yet another source of confusion and misapprobation on the whole system there. Michigan early vote shocker election integrity data analyst claims they have proof of 200 and 8,000 ballots cast by just 82,674 voters, an excess of 125,428 votes cast. So that's a bit of an issue, I think. I think in a presidential campaign where the decision is decided by less than 100,000 votes, having 125,000 extra votes show up on the record might be a bit of an issue. Of course, who am I to contradict the experts who are telling us this is the most secure election infrastructure ever? A stunning analysis of voter history records made by Michigan data expert Tim Vetter reveals explosive findings about Michigan's corrupt voter rolls, and they're aimed squarely at the person who's entrusted to ensure their accuracy. If Mr. Vetter, who analyzes data for a living, is correct, he argues the Michigan SOS, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, could have potentially put many innocent Michigan voters in hot water with the law. Okay, so you have 82,000 voters, and yet when they vote, the total comes out to 202,000. That doesn't make any sense. You've got the ABC station mistakenly airing election results a week before they're supposed to be in. This could be a mistake, I guess. You know, I guess this could be a mistake, just like I guess publishing the BIOS passwords could be a mistake. And I guess duplicating ballots by the hundreds of thousands could be a mistake. Sure, all of these could be mistakes. But why are they all the same? Why are they all exactly the same? You're seeing the image here for TV viewers during a looks like F1 race. ABC had a Chiron, a lower third graphic. Says Harris won by 52% to Trump's 47% with 100% of the results in for Pennsylvania. So congratulations, Kamala Harris. You have won Pennsylvania, according to the cheaters and liars in the mainstream media. All right, so most secure election system ever And remember, it's those darn Chinese and dastardly, perfidious Russians that are daring to question the most secure election ever. And if you question our election, you are serving the enemy. But also, Chinese students to face criminal charges for voting in Michigan ballot will apparently count. This is in Ann Arbor. A University of Michigan student who's from China and not a U.S. citizen allegedly voted Sunday in Ann Arbor and is being charged with two crimes 6 days before a pivotal presidential election. The filing of these charges was revealed Wednesday in a state from Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson's office and Ouachita County Prosecutor's Office. The press release didn't identify the student, describing him only as a non-U.S. citizen. This was one of several instances, but apparently these votes are going to count somehow. Somehow these votes are going to count. It doesn't in there. Let's go now to clip number 10, as several batches of ballots were incorrectly mailed to Washington apartments. And this is, again, the fatal flaw in having a sacred election where your sacred votes are being shipped around in plastic boxes, handled by whoever can get their hands on them, and being left for at least some period of time in a trash can on the corner in case any Antifa member feels like setting a fire. Let's go to clip number 10.
My son and I moved in here on October 3rd.
On Friday, Jamie Visayas says she went down to check her mailbox.
There was about 9 voter registration ballots that were not mine. So I thought that was strange. So I ended up returning them to the post office here.
But to her surprise,
again last night,
there was another stack in there. This time, 7 different ballots.
Long name Muhammad. Last name Mustafa.
She only lives in a 2-bedroom apartment.
Names, right.
Most of the ballots are addressed to different last names, but all have one thing in common, her unit number.
Management said no one's lived here for 3 months.
Maybe the people who were registered at her apartment before didn't update their address through USPS when they moved. But still, Visaya wonders,
why didn't I get all of their other mail forwarded here, or junk mail, or anything like that?
We got her on a call with King County Elections Chief of Staff Kendall Hodson.
In 30 years of voting, I've never had that many.
So dozens of mail-in ballots sent to a single address where nobody lives. Most secure election ever. I legitimately think American Idol had a more secure voting process than the United States right now. Like, I think it'd be more difficult to scam prizes at Dave and Buster's than it is to fraudulently vote in our election. It is possibly the most insecure it's possible to make an election process. It is wild. Now, that lady was a good lady and reported what happened. And this was one example. Potentially, I mean, God only knows how many thousands of ballots could be out there. And if you're one of these people that has been brainwashed into thinking that Donald Trump is Hitler, who wouldn't just sit there and you open the ballot, vote for Kamala, close the ballot, put in the mailbox, open the ballot, vote for Kamala, close the ballot, put in the mailbox. And who's going to know? Who's going to know? Oh, don't worry. The machines aren't allowed to be connected to the internet. But we are mailing ballots by the dozens to random people and random addresses all over the country. Okay. Okay, great. And it keeps going. Clip number 13, a ballot printing error in Nevada. Apparently 77,000 extra ballots showing up there. Again, another swing state, another place where the fraud took place in 2020. Again, the coincidences are really piling up here, aren't they? All of these insecurities, all of them benefiting Democrats, all of them happening specifically in swing states under specific secretaries of state. We'll talk about who these people are in just a second. But first, let's go to clip number 13.
We want to talk about problems printing ballots in Nevada County. With 12 days until Election Day, officials there are working around the clock to try and fix this situation.
Your reporter covering Nevada County, Kayla Mueller, is live for us in front of the elections office getting answers on what's being done about this, Kayla.
Well, Marley and Hunter, the Nevada County Elections first realized something was wrong on Monday. The next day they diagnosed the problem, but the error is specific to vote by mail ballots. However, they aren't quite sure exactly how many of the 77,000 issued ballots are affected, but they do have a plan to rescan the ones that are.
That a lot of the public is very nervous about the process, about the results.
A vote-by-mail ballot error has some Nevada County residents concerned. County elections realized something was wrong on Monday. Their machines weren't properly reading all the ballots. They called the Secretary of State and their printing service and diagnosed the issue as an ink overspray on some of the barcodes.
Some of our ballots, if you look really closely and you use a magnifying glass, you will see that there is imperfections in the barcodes.
I want to show you what these ballots look like. If you take a look here, we're covering some private information, but the one on the left has already been processed. The problem is with these barcodes, and the one on the right needs to be rescanned. But as you can see, they look very similar.
We will go ahead and use a report to see, okay, which pages did not go through. We'll pull those out, and we mark them as to be rescanned. So we have a different bin. We have a different colored piece of paper that sort of makes it really clear.
Election officials say the printer error will not affect the accuracy, but it will slow down their operations. They'll be working around the clock to certify the election results on time.
I trust the process.
And for those who are more skeptical, anyone is allowed to observe the process in person or online through
a
live stream.
Clip. We should
look,
cut that one out.
In the counting room waving. I reached out to Runbeck Election Services who supply the ballots. And
I think that's an amazing, we need to cut out that lady. So just anytime we just show gigantic fraud, huge just trouble in these systems that are just world-ending catastrophes. You just cut to some old lady going, oh, well, I trust the process. Like, well, you shouldn't. I mean, this is a big news report about why the process is broken and screwed up and not working and causing a bunch of problems. But you trust the process. Okay. Great. So, you know, I'm sensing a pattern here. Far be it from me claim conspiracy here, but so far we've covered maybe a dozen different examples of major issues, let's just say, in the election today. Almost all of them have three things in common. It has to do with mail-in balloting, which is just rife with issues. They're taking place in swing states in particular. All the ones that miraculously switched to Biden in the middle of the night in 2020. And they all benefit Democrats. These are the three characteristics shared by basically every issue we've covered so far. Mail-in ballots, swing states, benefits Democrats. I had no idea there were so many Russian and Chinese agents operating in America trying to make me doubt this election process. I know from our God-fearing, completely honest American, you know, bureaucratic department heads, this is the most secure election ever. But here I am hearing, you know, some lady in Arizona talk about getting dozens of ballots in her mailbox, some election worker talking about ballots have to be scanned over and over. They get put in a different bin, and then that bin gets switched with another bin. But then the big red bin is where the empty ballots go, but the empty ballots have to be transferred into. And this is making me question. I didn't realize that these were all Russian or Chinese agents. These are all enemy agents working to undermine my faith in our glorious elections, and I won't stand for it. Or it's all screwed up and on purpose and by design and being orchestrated from on high. And that is the truth, and I'll prove that to you. But let's talk about more issues, shall we? I mean, we're not even done with issues yet. Let's go now to clip number 16. Dominion machines have affected nationwide, says Jocelyn Benson. Let's watch.
And issues with the programming of the VATS with specifically
yes.
Trump Dominion.
Mm-hmm.
Why was that only caught in the past few days, and why can't it be fixed? I saw the release.
Yeah, this is a nationwide issue with Dominion voter access terminals in the counties that use them. And the voter access terminals, of course, not all the machines, just the ones that are accessible, have an issue with the straight party voting and a programming issue that's, again, affected the machines nationwide. And I think all of us that use Dominion machines were unhappy to learn about this during the testing period and as early voting began. So we're working with Dominion to seek accountability on that front and also are working with our clerks to ensure voters are aware of this programming issue that will require them to ensure they are voting every section on the ballot.
Bigger issue in Michigan because we do allow voters to cross over in ways that a lot of other states don't.
Because we have straight party. It's not struck me as I've talked to my other colleagues in other states. They're just as upset about it as we are. So, yeah.
They're very upset.
Or surprised, I think. Yeah.
Oh, they're upset. They're surprised. Now, they're working very hard on getting things back up in order. Now, I kind of blacked out there while she was talking because there's something about like bureaucratic corporate doublespeak that means nothing, that it just turns to fuzz in my brain, because that's all you got there. That's all you heard. And this is very much like the future of America. Now, that was Jocelyn Benson. And we're going to revisit old Jocelyn on the other side, because that's the name that you've probably heard me say most in the last segment, because she seems to be involved in or intertwined with all of the issues that are happening in Michigan, as well as other places around the United States. That's the future that we're looking towards, is total lack of accountability, total lack of ability, right? Total failure to just do the most basic jobs and uphold the primary obligations of the positions that they hold. And when you question them, you'll get back a very well-rehearsed, very rhetorically sound jumble of nonsense about how all the processes are going perfectly and all of the systems are in place. And this is what I'm talking about, that there's like half this country that they get a warm, fluffy feeling when they hear that type of talk. It really puts them in almost like a hypnotic state of just like, we're in charge, we're the authority, everything is under control, go back to sleep. And that's how they feel. And they feel comforted and, oh, thank goodness. Oh, Jocelyn Benson is on the case. And she assures us the system is working perfectly. And the head of CISA insists that this is the most secure election ever. Trust the system. Trust the process. Ignore the just overwhelming flood of problems that we're talking about, because we're talking about it in a very bureaucratic and corporate way, which should comfort you and make you think that everything's on the up and up.
Wear a Trump t-shirt, put a sign on the lawn, wear a MAGA hat, you know? And then if people confront you, say, yeah, that's right.
Elon Musk is absolutely right. We need to show our support for President Trump as a champion against the globalists, as the champion, by wearing his shirts out in public and not being ashamed. Because the majority of Americans, the numbers show, support Trump, but they're still scared to say it. You will meet so many like-minded people when you wear President Trump shirts. We've got some great ones at thealexjonesstore.com. But InfoWars shirts are recognized by patriots and tyrants alike as the symbol of the resistance. Old school, true rebels, true mavericks against tyranny. Now, when you go to thealexjonesstore.com, there's amazing hoodies, ball caps, new designs getting added every few days, amazing t-shirts. But two of the shirts are marked up a little more than $25, $30 or so, so that you can really know you helped fundraise. And it's the classic InfoWars red on navy blue. And it is the Punisher shirt right here that everybody really loves, because it's true. Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God, 1776. So both of these shirts are our bestsellers. I want to thank those of you that have supported. And I want to encourage those of you that haven't supported to get them both, thealexjonesstore.com, right now at this critical time. InfoWars to be shut down in just 21 days as the time I'm taping this. But your support of our sponsor will keep me on the air one way or another. But it takes funds to get all that set up, and it's happening right now. So now's the time of action. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and get both these amazing shirts. Again, the Rebellion Deterrence is Obedience to God's Shirt is one of the special fundraisers, and so is this classic InfoWars. Notice this is an XXL. It's baggy now. In just the last few months, I've been taking the Ultimate CMOS, and it's helped me lose all this weight. Find that as well and help keep us on air one way or another at thealexjonesstore.com. Thanks for your support.